Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz and other local leaders say the state will do everything it can to protect Minnesotans targeted by federal and ICE agents during the current raids. He was joined by Bishop Richard Howell Jr. of Shiloh Temple International Ministries, who says this.
Fear is not how healthy communities are built. Trauma is not how children thrive, and separation is not justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey said Tuesday that rumors are circulating that as many as three times the number of ICE agents already here could be coming to the Twin Cities during the holidays. 2025 was a season of chaos and change for the Twins. MNN sports director Mike Grimm.
The Twins started the month of May 8 games out of first place, then went on a 13-game winning streak, hit another lull, traded away their entire bullpen at the deadline, and manager Rocco Baldelli said,
obviously a different group than was here yesterday.
Baldelli's team went on to lose 92 games. He was fired at season's end. Team president Derek Falvey.
This isn't about a failure of Rocco, right, for this season. This is a collective underperformance from our group.
Former Twins bench coach Derek Shelton was introduced as the team's new manager.
Honored and humbled to be the 15th manager of the Minnesota Twins.
And then late in 2025, new investors were announced helping erase some of the team's accumulated debt, with the Pollad family staying in control, but a new Pollad, Tom, taking over leadership from brother Joe.
This decision to make a transition within our family has been extremely difficult, hard on the relationship between Joe and myself, my dad, my two uncles.
Pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Fort Myers in 6 weeks.
The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is alerting residents about two holiday products that are being recalled. Olympia Provisions is recalling nearly 1,930 pounds of ready-to-eat kielbasa sausages due to possible foreign object contamination. This comes after a consumer found metal in the product. The cats up at the Wildcat Sanctuary in Sandstone have been getting in on the holiday spirit. Executive Director Tammy Thies says the holidays aren't just for humans at the sanctuary.
We give enrichment out to the cats, and this year it looks like they're big Christmas boxes, and we're trying to stimulate natural behaviors in some of our rescue residents, including Kim and Carl, who are two lions that just came to us from a closure of a roadside zoo in Canada.
You can follow the sanctuary on social media to get more details on the cats and how you can help. The Salvation Army continues to serve a record number of Minnesotans. Spokesman Dan Furry says some people continue to live paycheck to paycheck.
When their needs, the things that they need to buy go up 10, 15, 20%, that is tough to absorb, and they end up having to make tough choices like, do I buy food for my family or do I delay my payment on rent?
Furry says all donations stay right there in your local community. This is MNN.